Track 13, and here we come to the sport, and we're going to start with cricket. And Bobby Tracy captain Seb Ansley feels the relegation pressure on his side has eased significantly following a 7-wicket win over Ivybridge. Back-to-back wins over the doomed Thorverton and Ivybridge have put 32 points between Bovey and second-place Columpton. And it would take an unlikely combination of results in the two games left to drag Bovey back into the relegation orbit. Adam Huxtable's 35 was the top scorer in the Ivybridge innings, and he went in at 84 for 6 and was ninth out on 137. And the best of the rest was 23 opener with Harvey Johnson. Meanwhile, Bovey second 15 skipper Dan Green said it's hard to see how the team can avoid relegation from the B division after they lost by 4 wickets to Plimstock. Plimstock, who were 13 points ahead of Bovey going into the game, were the side to get ahead of in the first instance to leave the relegation orbit. And in a shuffled bottom five, wins for Braunton and Plimstock have brought them closer to safety. Bovey now need to find 23 points from somewhere to get past Clifton St George. And relegated South Devon are still looking to win a game this season after they went down by 70 runs to Kingsbridge. James Westlake opened up a 38th of Kingsbridge. He and Freddie Ford put 67 on the board, which took him past 500 league runs for the season. Finn Taylor wrapped 85 off 69 balls, 10 fours and 4 sixes, as Kingsbridge advanced towards 281 all out. Abbots Kurzweil lost their way on the chase against Hatherley second 11, who made a hefty 299 for 9. And it looked like one of those days for Hatherley when opener Cameron Rowlands got out second ball to Jay Hussein, but that wasn't the case. Jamie Nielsen, 40, played a stabilising innings which led to Jack Prober on 32 and skipper Danny Forrester, 44, opening up. Abbots Kurzweil were in a bit of a mess for 3 for 4 in reply in the third over. 24 for 4 was hardly an improvement. Charlie Hill, 22, born-again batter Aaron Owen, 52, and skipper Toby Codd, 49, got their heads down to make the best of the situation, which looked much better at 124 for 6. Codd was the last man out, with 16 balls to go in Abbott's total of 194. Ipplepen skipper Sam Wakeman has one more target in his sights after completing a league and cup double with a 4-wicket win over Chudley. The Pens already have the Aaron Printer's Narracot Cup safely stashed away, having seen off Paynton's second 11 in last month's final. And the win at Chudley ensured unbeaten Ipplepen will be promoted from the C division as champions. In the B division, Seton were given a run for their money by Ashburton before clinching the 4-wicket win that keeps them in the promotion picture. Bottom side Ashburton were bowled out for 147, with Nick Martin's 49 the best of their knocks. Losing 3 wickets on 128 did not help, and Kai Croft, 2 for 0, took 2 of them. In the C Division East, Tynmouth and Sheldon slipped to a 6-wicket defeat away to C East promotion, also ran Showbrook Park. In form, Seamus McKenna followed his century against Exmouth second 15, with 48 more in Tynmouth and Sheldon's 205 all out. And in golf, Stover Clove Club took the Torbay Cup with a win over a field of 6, including Churston, Dainton Park, Tynmouth, Torquay and Houseclove the Warren. Stover produced the goods on the second day to claim the crown. It was Tynmouth and Warren who led at the halfway stage, tied on 35 points apiece following the four balls and foursomes better ball action on Saturday the 15th of August. At that point, Stover were third on 29.5 points, followed by Dainton on 24.5, Torquay on 24 and Churston on 20. In their final, for the second day, it was the time for the singles with 8 groups in play. The winner of each group would claim 6 points for their second gets 5 and so on. And 48 points was the maximum amount a golf club could win in the singles. And it was going some from Stover to end up with 41. Their final score of 70.5 had them ahead of the home team and earned them the bragging rights in the Torbay Cup. And in the bowls, there were 32 players were in the field for the 2026 Sefton Cup at Dawlish Bowling Club. Several Dawlish members produced outstanding displays in the early rounds, including Cheryl Matthews, Kevin Dixon, Matt Martin and Chris Kelly. The club also expended its thanks to three new members, Lady Mingo, Steve Mingo and Dominic Pritchard, who embraced the challenge and contributed positively to the tournament atmosphere. The final two standing were Steve Brown and Jeff Konecny, who were sure to play a compelling match. Konecny had experience on his side and was a hot favourite, but Brown, a relative newcomer to the sport, continued his relentless run to take the 2026 crown. Dawlish Bowling Club expressed their gratitude to Sefton Hall, the tournament sponsors, for their continued support, and also to all volunteers and organisers who allowed the competition to run smoothly. And Bovey Tracy's ladies' teams achieved some impressive results with SDL victories over Paignton and Dawlish Marina, plus a triples win challenge with Barbara Voigt, Lynn Cridge and Sarah Bream overcoming the Den. Against Paignton, they lost one rink, drew one and lost one, the overall league points being total being 7-3. On the men's side, Bovey continued their run of wins in the MDL against Paignton B in a match which would be best described as a game of two halves. Bovey fought back later to win it late on with a 73-68 and claimed 10 league points over Paignton's 4. In the over 55s, only X-Men had a fixture this week at Chudley, and despite a strong start, they later faded to concede both rings and concede 8 league points, gaining none. Marina Ladies took part in the next round of the South Devon League 4-3-2-1 towards the end of July. A victory there saw them through to the final, which saw them defeated by a strong Kingsbridge team at Paignton Torbay, an amazing achievement for the club all the same. And unfortunately, the Lawn in Dawlish were unable to field a ladies' team for the local derby clash, and so it was up to the men to battle for the White Leg Cup. On a very hot day, the Lawn were triumphant and on home soil, and so they now hold the trophy. Finals weekend is just days away now, with 12 matches set to take place, sadly signalling that the end of the season is rapidly coming to an end. And in boxing, Kingstainton boxer Jed Baker continues to go from strength to strength in 2026 as he now sets his sights on the USA. The 19-year-old will be going stateside at the end of August to take the next step in his burgeoning career. California is his specific destination, with the International PAL Boxing Championship starting on Monday the 24th and ending on Saturday the 29th at the Oxnard PAL Middle City Boxing Gym. Fighters of all ages and from all over the world will be taking part, and Jed will be competing in the under 54.8 kilos weight category. He already has an impressive resume to his name following the latest triumph, seeing him claim the Riviera Cup crown for the fifth time. And in running, Team Bridge Trotters duo Chloe and Steve Weeks made a two-hour journey to Somerset on Thursday, the August the 13th. They took on the fifth race of the Yeovil Town RRC 5K series, and a series which runs from April to September. Steve Weeks produced a strong performance, finishing 56th overall in a time of 19.11. His run earned him fifth place in the MB50 category and marked his fastest 5K of the year, continuing a consistent season of racing. Just two places behind, Chloe Weeks placed the line in 58th place overall in a new personal best of 19.18. And finally, football. After taking 1 point from their first two league games, Newton Abbott Spurs made a winning start in the FA Vars. They visited Bude Town and struck twice late on to advance into the next round. First, Saul Vaines curled a free kick towards the top corner, and then Harry Page made sure of a victory late on. Meanwhile, Teignmouth AFC were taking on Ibrobridge in the same competition, and they gave the Reston League side a run for their money. Ibrobridge were ahead in a matter of seconds, courtesy of a Josh Johnson, but Liam Jones were back level as Ryan Tressida converted from the penalty spot. Substitute Dan Tate popped up with a winner for the Ivies, although Teignmouth hearts were broken when their last gasp equaliser was ruled off by the outside flag. A tasty clash followed for Spurs on Tuesday evening on August the 18th against Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police, the two clubs having swapped players, managers as well as several players. And that concludes the sport for this week.